Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Míle buíochas slat, Neil. Now, Ireland is significantly behind other European countries in the number of clinical trials that it carries out, according to a new report. The Cancer Society says these trials are vital to save lives. We're also falling short of our national target, with only 2 to 3% of cancer patients currently benefiting from trials. This is in stark contrast to the National Cancer Strategy's target of 6%, they say. I'm joined now by Averil Power, who's CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. You're very welcome to the programme. Why are we behind so many other countries in conducting these clinical trials?
There are a number of obstacles, Cormac. Part of it is staffing. So trials are initiated by consultants who either have an idea to start a new trial themselves or want to join an international study with doctors around the world. They're also reliant on highly specialist research nurses to run the trial and to provide patients with the extra monitoring that they get when they're on a trial. There's a need for infrastructure, for physical infrastructure for the trials to take place, a whole host of reasons. And another is the excessive kind of administrative burden that we have in Ireland and very slow procedures and different procedures in each hospitals for getting the necessary data protection approval. So there are a whole load of reasons why it's not working, but unfortunately it's having a huge impact on patients because it means that patients are not getting access to new medicines that could significantly improve their quality of life and potentially even save their life.
And when people hear clinical trials, sometimes they feel, oh God, these are just in the early stages of trialing a drug or trialing a treatment. That's not the case. They're deemed to be safe, aren't they, clinical trials?
Absolutely. Like these are, so it's only some trials are in relation to medicines, or there might be radiotherapy, surgical procedures, other interventions. But where medicines are involved, they're at a very late stage of development and they've already gone through extensive lab research and indeed smaller human studies. So they are absolutely safe. They're regulated by the Health Products Regulatory Authority. And patients who are on trials receive much more care, much more monitoring from their medical teams to make sure that they're responding well.
Do you know what baffles me? We're way behind here. For example, the three times the number of interventional cancer clinical trials start in Denmark every year when compared to Ireland, I was reading. So we're quite a bit behind comparable countries in the European Union. But I'm bemused because many of the biggest international pharmaceutical companies have their HQs, European HQs anyway, in Ireland. I mean, why isn't there more input from them, or is there? And how come there's a deficit given that context?
It's absolute madness given the number of pharma companies headquartered here that Irish patients aren't getting access to new medicines either at the trial stage or indeed after they've completed successful trials and being reimbursed by the NHS and other health systems across the country, across the EU and across the world. I know the pharma companies are equally frustrated because they want to open trials here, but they can't. And I think it's also crazy from an Irish state point of view, because when medicines are being investigated on trials, they're generally provided by the pharma companies free of charge. So that means that patients can benefit from them without the state having to pay for them. And Cancer Trials Ireland did an economic study in 2016, so it's a few years ago. But at that point, the trials being made available to Irish patients, drugs being made available on trials were worth €6 million in savings for the state. And it could be so many more multiples of that.
Okay, I'm trying to get a foothold here as to the reason why, and I can't find it as of now. But we've got a statement from the Department of Health in terms of, we asked them, why are we so behind in clinical trials? Here's some of what they say. At present, Ireland is not attracting as many clinical trials as some other European countries. National initiatives have been implemented and additional steps are being taken to address this, they say, and improve the clinical trial landscape in Ireland. Solutions are required to address challenges that remain, including the excessive administrative burdens, workforce, operational resources, as well as slow startup speeds. Now, I just wonder, given what they say there, Averil, is it down to the fact that our hospitals here are so overburdened by all the other demands that they have, the day-to-day demands, that they simply don't have time for clinical trials. Could that be it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it will be standard and better performing systems that, you know, they would much higher rates of staffing, so particularly at consultant level. And it would be standard for consultants to have protected time within their contracts for trials so that they're not having to do a full clinical role and then load and then try to find time for research. Mm-hmm. And that would be standard in better performing countries. But the real reason we're not doing well, Cormac, on this and in so many other aspects of cancer care is that cancer hasn't got the investment that it deserves. Our national cancer strategy was published in 2017. At that time, Ireland had the third highest rate of cancer mortality in Western Europe. The strategy was designed to change that through investment in prevention, detection, treatment, research, survivorship, all of that. But in the two of it has only been properly funded in two of the seven national budgets introduced since then. Okay. And that's why we're making this call again this week ahead of the budget for €20 million to be provided for the National Cancer Strategy next year. Okay. So that Ireland can catch up on better performing countries and give people affected by cancer the chances of survival that they deserve and the quality of life that they deserve.
Well, let's see if that happens in the budget next week. Now, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, did set up the National Clinical Trials Oversight Group in July, and that's up for all trials, not just cancer, but he did acknowledge at the time that Ireland isn't attracting as many trials as other European countries, and he says he wants to double the number of trials here. Let's see if that happens. It might be dependent on what you say in relation to that, the budget and funding next week. But we'll talk then. Avril Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. Thank you.